entertainment, insights. Don't take life too seriously. Welcome to Brainsky Unleashed. Hello and welcome everyone to Brainsky Unleashed. Today we have Marco Torres. And Marco, I want to have him on the show because he does something for businesses that really helps in a way where most businesses continue to just shoot themselves in the foot. He helps businesses stop discounting. He helps businesses with incentives instead of discounting to help them become more profitable. I think the one thing that we as business owners do is we discount the living crap out of things. And then look at us, we have revenue. And then look at us, we've made no money. So welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I look forward to this conversation.
Absolutely. So let's start a little bit, first of all, with your background. Why don't you tell the audience a little bit about you, and then we'll get into why you do what you do and how it works.
Cool. Yeah, I have been an entrepreneur most of my life. I have worked in the corporate world as well. I have done a lot of direct sales. Done everything from by the age of 23, I owned 5 restaurants and a nightclub throughout the Caribbean, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. Sold those to 4 out of those 5 to Taco Bell when they first came to Puerto Rico in the mid-80s. Then we went on to, got into internet marketing, to make a long story short here, fast forward, got into internet marketing in 1996, a very early adapter of online marketing. Email marketing was mostly what I was doing at that time, back when everybody had AOL accounts. But anyway, I've generated over $1 billion in online sales in my career path online, either for my own companies or clients or companies I worked for. And for the last 10 years or so, I've been in the travel space with my own companies. And we got into a company that I really love today. It's called MarketingBoost.com. We support and serve business owners around the globe with, as you mentioned, travel incentives and other incentives that help business owners stand out from the crowd and be able to add value to whatever their call to action is instead of discounting.
I love that. All right. So first of all, you mentioned that you've been able to generate over $1 billion of revenue in your time in business. First of all, congratulations. That's a big deal. That is not easy to do. That takes skill. Second, 5 restaurants and you survived. That in itself is huge, because talk about a very difficult industry to actually make money in and to sell to Taco Bell. Wow. All right. So clearly you've got some street cred. Now, the only bone I have to pick with you is all the spam you might have sent me when I was on AOL.
I was a spammer before they called it spam even.
Damn. I probably succumbed to that back then because we all were suckered by whatever you were probably producing back then. So just to get it out, I forgive you.
Well, back then, most of your listeners are probably not, you know, I don't know how old you are, but if you're watching this on video, you can see I'm no spring chicken. And so, you know, back then people, I mean, our computers, if you recall, they used to bring Bing, you've got mail, you know, like the movie.
I got my start with the internet. I mean, I was an early adopter of AOL way back in the early 90s.
We paid our $19.95 a month
that
for
was
the
right.
internet.
Yes.
And we wanted those emails because that reminded us we were getting our $20 a month worth, and we could log into those emails and see the special offers. And, you know, women especially, they were our biggest clients back then. People loved, you know, women used to love coupons in the newspaper and click out the coupons in the newspapers. Well, now the internet was the new way of getting offers and coupons and filling up your inbox. Today email marketing still works, still one of the most successful ways of communicating with your leads and prospects and clients. Obviously, we don't get the open rates we used to back in my day, but it still works. You know, as much as the internet has evolved over the last 25 years or whatever, believe it or not, email still is a functioning and very important part of your marketing mix.
Oh, for sure. But this kind of takes me back, right? So, you know, before we jump into where we're at today, let's go to the core entrepreneur behind those glasses. You saw an opportunity when AOL existed. How did you see that opportunity? What the heck possessed you? What clicked with you back in the day for you to be like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to send random stuff out to people. How did that even work?
Thankfully, I was a director of marketing for a big company in South Florida or Central Florida. And the owner of the company was David Siegel. I was running all the internet marketing for the biggest timeshare, was privately held timeshare resort company in the world. And
which one is this?
Westgate Resorts.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to disclose, I have succumbed to the marketing of timeshares. I do own Holiday Inn Club, Orange Lake.
Okay.
I did. So I did fall for it.
Yeah, yeah. And I was a big part of the marketing of those, you know, and all the different Orlando timeshare resorts were emulating what I did. But the owner of Westgate Resorts, David Siegel, way back in 1994, kept saying over and over every marketing meeting, we've got to get on the internet. That's the future. You know, we've got to build, have a presence on the internet. And eventually I left his company and started playing around with the internet and never left my mind. We've got to figure out the internet. And so I went on my own, started different things, I had a garage full of servers in my garage. I was emailing from my, you know, learning code and learning HTML and building email landing pages and working with every other affiliate marketer. Back then, you'd come up with offers and anybody with an email database would take your offers and throw them out there and get paid per, you know, paid per acquisition or paid per sale kind of thing. And before you knew it, I had, you know, like 100 million emails a month going out the door. But long story short, you know, I went back to David Siegel after I left his company. I went back to him in the year 2000. Actually, December 1999, and I pitched him on, you know, I've got the solution now. I've learned it to blow you up on the internet. By that time, they had, you know, years had gone by, and his company had tried to become successful on the internet, spent hundreds of thousands of dollars trying, and really had no presence. And so I went back to him then, and I said, look, I've figured it out. I can make you, hundreds of millions of dollars on the internet. I want to come on back on board to do this for you. And I negotiated a unique deal. I had an employee, quasi-employee and private owner business, you know, entrepreneur relationship, where if I delivered on what I promised him, I'd make a lot of money. And so I did, versus just being the employee. And we took him from literally nearly zero revenue in online sales to over $200 million a year by the time I left in 2008, when it came to a crash and burning stop.
Wow. I mean, that's a heck of a performance. So you figured out the secret sauce, right? And now we're going to fast forward a little bit. You still understand the secret sauce, which is great, but then you've parlayed it into something else. And you've gotten involved now with trying to help smaller and medium-sized businesses, or I guess mid-sized businesses, with not discounting. So first of all, what made you decide to do that versus continuing with where you work?
Well, in 2008, as I mentioned, it came to a crash and burn because I had to lay off, you know, the whole world was affected by the economy, the crash, right? I had to lay off 2,000 telemarketers that I had on my team back then. And then I got laid off and, I never expected to be in mid-40s, in a midlife crisis there, figuring out how I'm going to start over. I had multiple other businesses on the side and they all crashed and burned as well. And I got into the travel space again with a couple of new partners a couple of years later. It was about 2010 before we started back up a new travel business. And that was growing really quick. And I kind of want to tell this story just so you know how Marketing Boost came about, which is the incentive business today. So we got involved in marketing and our own travel website with some different partners that I had. And that was blowing up really good. It was growing very fast. But we wanted video testimonials. And we just knew if we only had a bunch of video reviews, video testimonials, we would be able to leverage that into hundreds of more transactions a day, a week, a month. If only we could get people to film selfie testimonials from the beaches of the hotels and resorts we were promoting. But we couldn't get anybody to really do it, hardly anybody. So we came up with an idea to offer them a bonus vacation. And we also had a different process, which I recommend anybody listening, take advantage of this idea. It still works today. We still use it today. We would do a survey with to our clients when we felt they were at their, when they should be at their peak of happiness, which in our case was the day after check-in to their hotel that they bought from us. So the day after check-in, we'd send them an email and a text message saying, hey, how's the hotel you booked with us living up to your expectations? You know, how's our service so far? Can you give us a score of 1 to 5? Give us a star rating. Where do we fit in? And if they gave us a 4 or 5, we'd immediately, automatically with autoresponders, reply back, hey, we're thrilled that you're loving the hotel you're staying at. Would you do us a huge favor? Help us spread the word about that hotel and their brand and our brand. And if you'll brag about their brand and ours on video, we're going to reward you with a bonus trip, 3 nights in either Orlando or Las Vegas. So that worked like a charm. Before we knew it, we had hundreds of these video reviews coming in. And it also told us if they did give us a 1, 2, or 3 star rating, then we were aware of it versus the rest of the public. We let them vent with us. So now we could fix that problem, do our best to solve the issue before they got upset and went online and post a negative review. If they were raving already, happy 4 or 5 star, you know, happy clients, we would ask them to help. Then those people, we would, you know, ask, can you tell the world about it and film a selfie video? Anyway, now we had hundreds of these testimonials coming in and we were leveraging those all over our website, generating thousands of additional sales. But we had to turn that campaign off because it was expensive to give those winners, the people who did that extra work.
I was going to ask about that. I mean, so essentially, I mean, by doing this, you're getting all of this, you know, really good customer feedback. And so were you actually successfully monetizing the customer feedback when you're giving away 3 nights? I mean,
obviously it was expensive for us, right? But we got those video testimonials, that social proof that we needed to leverage that all over our website, our social media pages, our YouTube channels, our TV commercials, etc. And that was just, you know, game changer for how much additional business. So it was worth it for the first few hundred video reviews that we got. And then when people started raising their hand, I want that free trip you promised, we had to dig into our pockets to pay for them, which was expensive. So then we thought, man, what could we do to reduce the cost of those giveaways that we're doing, those 3-night stays? And if only we could do that, maybe we could keep this campaign going. So we went back to our hotel partners because we were a high volume travel company. And we said, listen, you know what? You've got a problem that you've always had. And we think we have kind of a new solution, a new idea to help you solve that problem. And what is it? Let's be honest, your hotel's not full year round. I mean, you're full on certain holiday weekends, special events, peak season. But let's be real, 70% of the year, you've got 30, 40, 50% of your hotel room sitting empty. And yet you still have the same fixed cost. You've got the mortgage payment, you've got front desk staff, you've got maintenance crews, parking lot, you know, painting. All that kind of stuff you got to do no matter what. And yet you still have the only additional cost when somebody's in your room is you got maid service. Other than that, you've got all the other fixed costs. So if you'll let us access to those unsold rooms in a private circle that nobody will know about, we'd like to help fill those rooms with warm bodies, couples, families, individuals that will spend, likely they're going to spend money at the restaurant, the bar, the casino, the gift shop, room service, excursion desk, book extra nights, upgrade room types. And so we got a few hotels in Orlando and Vegas to agree to participate. So now we could go back to fulfilling our own giveaways and go back to requesting those video reviews and giving people 3-night stays in Orlando or Vegas. And then we thought, oh my God, can you imagine if we could solicit hotels all over the world like this to play, to participate in this platform? We would have another standalone business.
So let me get this straight. You went to hotels and said, you got empty rooms anyway. So we're going to put warm bodies in these rooms. Now, they're not paying for the rooms, but they're going to buy your candy bars. They're going to go to your restaurants. They're going to buy your alcohol. They may book extended stays, and you're going to make money. And the hotel said yes.
Yeah, at the beginning, it was just, you know, like one in Vegas. Again, we had relationships with hotels. Wow. We were selling travel for a long time. I've got a background in travel since 1993, so this is not something that was easy to talk anybody into. But we were able to do that in Orlando and Vegas and just a couple of properties. And now we were able to, again, fulfill our own trips. And by the way, that website I talked about, it has over 30,000 video testimonials now, more than any other travel website in the world. So that was part of that success model. So we were, and then we thought, well, if we could expand this to hotels all over the world, we'd have a whole new business, which is what eventually became marketingboost.com. And real quick here, what I'll tell you is today what we offer is the main incentive we offer is complimentary hotel stays from 3 to 7 night stays in over 130 destinations around the world, like obviously Orlando and Vegas. But we have, 5 nights in Cancun, 4 nights in Cabo San Lucas, 5 nights in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, 3 night stays in 30 U.S. destinations like Miami, Atlanta, New York, San Diego, Branson, Gatlinburg, and so on. We have them all over Australia, all over Asia, all over Europe. And so we're a global company now offering those incentives and more. I'll tell you about the others in a minute. Now, they don't require, because my background also had timeshare, these don't require and don't have anything to do with timeshare. There's no requirement to take any kind of timeshare presentation or anything of the like. No hoops to jump through for your clients. They we're not the first to offer travel incentives, but we're the first to really reinvent this wheel. We've made it super affordable for business owners to be able to have access to these high perceived value incentives to give away. We made it a win for the hotels and resorts. Like I said, we're helping them fill rooms, the other guys go empty. And it's a win for the user who receives this travel incentive because they're getting to travel to destinations, in many cases, something they wouldn't have been able to afford otherwise. And they're thankful to the business that gave it to them when they bought their product, when they did their upsell. And we can get into ideas on that as well.
And so across the globe, you essentially are maintaining a database of empty rooms that you use for your incentive program to send people to fill the empty rooms, where the hotel does not make the money except on anything ancillary that people buy. And the people who are part of your service get to take advantage of that giveaway at no cost. At $37 a month.
Which is pretty much no cost, $1.20 a
day. To prevent those businesses, that tire shop, that dental office, that attorney, that whatever it is, that med spa, that doctor's office, that sandwich shop.
Yes, you're getting the perfect example here, yep.
To be able to avoid discounting and provide tremendous value, creating a win-win across the board. To me, that is absolute marketing entrepreneurial genius.
Thank you very much. And I'll tell you, there's a couple of more incentives included as well. First, let me give you some disclaimers on those complimentary hotel stays. These three disclaimers I'm going to give you,
very important,
are the same things we teach our members when you become a Marketing Boost member. This is what you ought to tell your client if you're giving them one of our incentives. For example, one, there's airfare is not included,
right,
or transportation to and from the hotel that you've received the incentive for. So you're not, we're not paying for your way to and from Cancun or Hawaii or whatever. Two, they don't include food and beverage, because we obviously want you to hopefully spend money at the restaurant, food and beverage, casino, et cetera. And they don't include government taxes and fees that the government expects to collect with any hotel check-in. So somebody's got to pay those government taxes and fees, and that can be either the Marketing Boost member who gave the certificate away, or it can be what most of our members do, is they let the end user pay that if they want to use the certificate, that by just giving those disclaimers. So, for example, you're that coffee shop. You might have create a rewards platform, which we provide, by the way, as well. So you could, you could come up with you could say to your client, hey, when you buy, $500 worth of coffee and snacks at our coffee shop over the next, maybe a month, 2 months, when you earn so many points, you'll get 3 nights in Las Vegas on us. They don't include airfare, don't include food and beverage, and don't include government taxes and fees. And then you'll let the client, when they receive the incentive, they have to pay an activation fee, which covers those taxes. And then they have 18 months to log onto the website, select the dates they want to go based on availability. They can click it, book it, get instant confirmation. By the way, all the hotels are either 3, 4, or 5 stars based on TripAdvisor reviews. So to be a part of our program, we make sure they're quality hotels. So that's the hotels. And then we have restaurant savings vouchers. They are good at about 55,000 restaurant outlets throughout the USA and Canada. So they come in increments of $25, $50, $100, and $200 that you can use what I call micro incentives for micro calls to action. So let's say you're that coffee shop. You might say, hey, when you get to $100 in points, we'll give you a $25 restaurant savings voucher you can use, you know, at all kinds of restaurants in your zip code. So it's a phone app. Download the app, put in your zip code, and you'll see participating local businesses and restaurants. And then we have hotel savings, travel savings cards, hotel savings cards. And these work kind of like a gift card, but they don't pay for the entire hotel stay. They offer a discount compared to the Expedias of the world. And they come in increments of $1, $2, $3, and $500. And they include discounts on the hotel, on car rentals, and on other activities and excursions in whatever you're traveling. And those, again, can be, you know, the purpose behind those is they have less restrictions. There's availability 100% of the time. You always find a room, even for tonight. You can check in tonight using the hotel savings card and save between 10 and 50%. Those complimentary hotel stays, they have a few restrictions. Like since we're filling what would otherwise be empty hotel rooms, they're not going to be available on Christmas Eve, Christmas week, New Year's Eve, 4th of July, Easter week. You know, there's going to be, again, the hotels don't need our help in peak season or special events. So there'll be some blackout days. We average about 32 weeks out of 52 of availability with those complimentary hotel stays. And the hotel savings cards, you can find something always in any, you know, over a million hotels worldwide.
So let me ask you this, because I work in the aviation space. I mean, love airplanes, love engines, right? Why haven't you or are you able to deal with empty seats on airplanes? Because let's be honest, in today's society, you know, especially unlike the low-cost carriers, you know, your Sun Countries, your Frontiers, your Allegiance, anyone who's going to get on an airplane is going to have to pay for a bag, a check bag, you know, a snack, a soda. And if the seat is going to go empty, right, revenue, right? I mean, have you had those relationships or are the airlines going, I don't want to touch it?
I haven't even tried. So that might be a next opportunity. Maybe you can introduce me to the right
people. And maybe I can, you know, I'll have to do that.
But yeah, that would be a heck of an add-on. I mean, we have some competitors out there that promise airfare included with a hotel stay kind of thing. But I've always seen those, they're very gimmicky. Those, there are competitors that do that. You typically have to book, you know, if you buy from them at retail, a 7-night hotel stay at retail, then they will include the, you know, the buy one, get one airfare. So, you know, you pay for one airfare and then they're paying for the second ticket. But that's only when you paid for 7 nights at a certain group of hotels.
But your concept is a little bit different, right? So, right. You know, based on your concept, you know, I could be a doctor's office, right? And, you know, if you do X amount, and maybe it's like your boutique medicine, right? So, you know, if you buy this gold package that involves this many visits with this many, you know, health IVs or something like that, or, you know, if you buy this many donuts at the donut shop, you know, you can qualify for this program. And of course, in the program, you then have, you know, the airline option. But for the airline, you know, a lot of their revenue actually does come from baggage fees, from snacks on board, from drinks on board, you know, and you know, boarding first. And I mean, all of their taxes have to be paid by the end user, all of them.
Right. So the taxes could be required to pay, just like we do with the hotel stays. And then of course, okay, your seat, you've got your free seat, but then do you want to pick which seat? Do you
Correct. Want an aisle seat? you practically have to pay extra for the seatbelt in the air that you breathe.
Exactly. You know? It's crazy, right? It sounds like $99 round trip to New York, but then by the time you get done with
Right. And you know, all of these, especially on the what's called the ultra low cost carriers, this one might make sense for the available seats that are empty anyway. Albeit, the only thing that the airline would have to keep in mind is, you know, do they limit it? Because when you're going to put a body into a seat, and let's just say hypothetically, they don't pay anything, you are now carrying weight. And that weight does have a cost, you know, and that's not something that you necessarily have to fight with in certain other scenarios, You know, that wait has a cost for that seat going from, say, Minneapolis to you know, Dallas because of the fuel burn on that. But this is something that I think would be a really good conversation to have. I love the fact that we just had a mastermind session on Brainsky Unleashed. There we go. We are going to take this offline and we're going to see if we can make some connections for you and see if we can actually make this one work. So
the disclaimer might now include for those 150 pounds or less.
That's right. There you go. So do you have any parting thoughts, anything you want to tell the listeners before we jump offline? And do you, I'm curious, do you currently, because I heard a rumor that you had a podcast that you were starting. Do you have a podcast?
I do have a podcast. It's actually, we've already passed our first year anniversary. We're into our second year.
All right.
So we have about 62 episodes so far.
So the good news for all of my listeners is that, and Marco doesn't know this yet, but we're announcing it to the world today that I will be a guest on his podcast because this has been such a successful show. And so again, let's get that website out there. Let's get, how do they find you? Go ahead.
MarketingBoostSolutions.com is where I'd like to send folks because they can find our podcast. They can find other software solutions we provide to business owners, as well as the link to Marketing Boost, where you can then go and get, your listeners can go get a free account. We actually have a special offer for your listeners, a free account of Marketing Boost with no credit card required. And it does give them obviously a limited version of Marketing Boost, but you're able to send yourself one of these complimentary hotel stays, test it out, use it yourself. Whether or not you continue with Marketing Boost or get a paid version will be up to you.
All right. Again, thank you so much for joining the program. I'm absolutely excited to be on your show coming up. We got to discuss that after this recording is over. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been an incredibly good show. And we're going to do some serious networking after this. Thank you so much for joining.